foot in adequacy in some words, my child. I have no doubt, in common with all humanity, there are times when you find it impossible to depict or describe the feelings and the emotions deep within oneself. When we come to you, our greatest difficulty is to know what manner we shall be able for a brief time to expound to you the beauties and the wonders of this life of ours. As we see into your world and into the hearts of humanity, we are conscious of the deep-rooted desires, the desires often which are in themselves of a spiritual nature, which are submerged by all manner of material things. For even in the worst of humanity, there are these thoughts at times. There is this power of love, which for a few moments is allowed to come to the surface and express itself. But when it comes to finding words to depict these things which are truly of the spirit, so few, so very few, are able to express with any clarity that which they feel with such intensity. We who come to you, who strive with you, to work with you, to do the things that are of the spirit, find increasing difficulty to break down the barriers between our world and yours, be able to bring forth with any clarity those thoughts which are so real that they are no longer in a sense thought but reality itself with us. We try to give to you the inspiration to go forth into the world of flesh, to give truth, to give enlightenment, to give knowledge, to give comfort, love, and we are ever conscious of the needs of those who work with us, through whom we must serve. There are times, I know, when you are bewildered, when you are sometimes distressed, but in spite of these conditions which sometimes arise, I feel that we can assure ourselves in some measure we have succeeded in our tasks. The year that lies ahead offers greater opportunity, though no doubt we shall have problems. The difficulties that we must have, which you can have no knowledge, in communication, we hope gradually will become less difficult. There are times when you doubt yourself, when you doubt sometimes the inspiration that comes and the spirit is received by you with full clarity. And I can say to you, there are very few times when you do not receive the message of spirit, but of course, in translating it, in transmitting it to others, you have the same problem and difficulty that we have of finding ways and means and words to express things which one may feel with intensity of being and yet in themselves cannot be expressed fully in language. We shall always no doubt find this difficulty. Indeed, how can one know of, understand, and be fully conscious of a world which is purely spiritual, while yet in material body confined by circumstances of material nature? When you give forth the teachings, when you give out the word of the Spirit, you do so with long intensity of the ardor and love that you feel. And if sometimes you are dissatisfied with the words that do not always seem to flow, maybe perhaps you find difficulty in giving out the message. Be not perturbed, for we must also remember that when one is endeavoring to teach children, one must start with the simplest lessons. So, though we may feel like the teacher must feel in the school, the immensity of the task and the revelation to be revealed, the knowledge to be given, and sometimes if we feel a little frustrated and perhaps even impatient, we must remember that these children slowly their path, and as they strengthen themselves with knowledge and confidence, when they become more assured, so will the teachings sink further, sink deeper, and then shall we see the change in them that we desire. We who speak of truth, we who teach truth, we who love truth cannot fail at times to be impatient, not only with others, but with ourselves. When we feel that we are confined in so many ways, we must try to be patient and know that we can only hope to reveal that much that those whom we teach will allow us. We are bursting with enthusiasm, with energy, with vitality of spiritual love. It is like the sea that surges and dashes itself against the coast. But we know that if we are to reach these souls, we must be like the gentle sea, calm, that they will not be afraid to come to the water's edge and to benefit thereof. But if in our enthusiasm we are disturbed and over-anxious, and we feel that we want to descend upon them with all our vitality and love, we'll frighten them away, for they are like timid children. But if the sea of love is calm, they will come to us. You must not be, child, dismayed or disturbed. The work that we do can only be done through love and impatient service. Therefore, child, if sometimes you feel that you are not getting very far, be of good heart. Here and there are some souls that we reach, and who in time are so strengthened that they will come, as it were, full of confidence into that sea of love that we pour out to them. They will bask in it, and they will glow with that fever of love that we know also. Be of good faith and heart in these things, child. Be not discouraged.
No. I sometimes feel I'm liable to get caught up in other activities and not give you sufficient of my time to do all the things you want to do.
Child, we understand, as I've so often said, all the many difficulties of your daily life. We do not expect that you should always be at our beck and call. Even though you may to yourself say, I reserve this evening for my contacts and my links. Without your realizing it, something may come along which prevents you. Perhaps something that seems trivial to you. And yet it may not necessarily be so. It may well be that we ourselves have sometimes arranged something of which you had no previous knowledge, feeling that in this way we together could help some soul or some individual better than perhaps reserving the evening, as we would say, to ourselves, to our linking mentally and spiritually together. There are times when this is heaven to you, where without any foreknowledge, you've suddenly been called in some material way to serve. And on the surface it has seemed material, but you have not always been conscious of it, perhaps until a long time afterwards. It had a spiritual significance. There are times when we shall bring people to you, the same people to you, who are in some problematic trouble of a material nature, which seems far removed from spiritual things. If we are to help those in your world spiritually, to some extent we must help them materially. A strong man is able to listen, is able to appreciate, able to reason, and able to see much. But a sick man who is weak and unhealthy, a man who perhaps is overset by worries, cannot think clearly, cannot listen clearly, cannot understand, because he is disinterested. Sometimes we must feed the body if we are to save the soul.
Yes, I've
been
saying that down. Only I always feel at the back of my mind that I'm handicapping you.
Child, never think for one moment that either you or anyone in your world to handicap us. I know what you really mean by that statement is because sometimes you are immersed in various activities or duties or things of the day, but you cannot always give full time or full interest to us. In other words, there are things you would like to do of spiritual nature in cooperation with us, which for some reason or other you are unable to do at some particular time. Sometimes it has to be put off. Sometimes you feel it's a great disappointment, which in a sense it is. But as I've said to you before, child, we understand. You are not puppets on strings which we pull. There are those in your world who do, in a sense, become a kind of automaton, who in themselves, without realizing it, have ceased to be individuals with their own personality and character, who have become artificial, who have become so much under the influence, shall we say, of certain individuals on this side, and not always the right types of individuals, I would say, that they have ceased to serve in a truly spiritual manner. I know there is a vast difference between an instrument such as yourself, who is anxious to serve God, to do the work of the Spirit, and to be used by us for that task. Same time, neither I nor any other soul on this side would for one moment desire that you should lose your own true self, your own personality, your own integrity of character. We may come to you as we do, to inspire, to impress, to use you so that we shall benefit others and bring them blessings. But at no time would we ever desire take over, as it were, yourself. Yet it is true we impress and inspire you. It is true that there are times when you are overshadowed by the love and the power of the Spirit that I and others manifest through you, this is so. But we do not and would not expect that it should always be so at all manner of times. When you are called to serve, when you are called to work in some way or other for the Spirit, at varying times, such as of churches or societies, or in some other way, privately and personally, we help you, child. But do not doubt for one moment that we would not try and endeavor that you should become a puppet. And there are so many in the spiritualist movement who, without realizing it, have become, as it were, automatons, ceasing to have their own personality. We come to breathe new life into your world, but at the same time, only those who shall receive willingly and fully Only those who should accept, in the true sense, never hope to become Muslims. Those who have become automatic and repeat without any feeling or any depth of emotion and sincerity the things that they have been doing for so long. These are not to us spiritually vitalized and awakened people. These are idle puppets who have little or no consequence. You are far removed from them if there are times when you cannot service so marvelously understand. You do not mind. There are times, it is true, when we feel the desire to serve. You are not able to work for some reason, but we understand. We would not have you become a puppet in our hands. Always remember that, John.
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
The tragedy of the spiritualistic movement, as you term it, is that there are so many, child, who have become automatic. And I think one may listen to well-meaning people, that they may well be, and they repeat themselves. And in some measure they do good. We cannot deny that. That is of no value, as we see it, in the true spiritual sense. Each time an instrument is used, they should feel flowing through them the burning desire to bring knowledge and truth and the realization of God's love to all children. It should not be a repetitious thing, which is always alike and similar. For there may be much that we desire to give at different times, which will vary according to the audience, for instance, that we have to convert or to bring forth that truth and message to. All audiences, composed as they are of varying individuals and types and peoples, are not always the same. And where sometimes we simplify according to the mentalities and minds of the individuals, and others we shall amplify according to their higher intelligence and receptivity. We have great possibilities in our work. You must not feel, child, stinted or in any way held back. For as you give of your love, so do we give of ours. And the blending together is such that we can serve accordingly to the conditions that prevail at the time and to the peoples whose minds are open. You are indeed blessed, not only because I come to you, for we who come to you feel, as we've often said, most humble, but you are indeed blessed inasmuch that you have within yourself, apart from what we may do for you, you have within yourself the great power of spiritual perception, the great power of spiritual force and love that makes possible many things. If this were not so, we could not work. Could not do that which we have yet done if you within yourself had not possessed this tremendous desire with such love behind it to serve. It is because of you that we have achieved what we have achieved, what we shall hope to do in the years that lie ahead, because you yourself have made it possible. We come to you to work with you, to strive with you, and to give forth the teachings love through you, but only because you yourself, child, have made it possible. The tragedy of so many instruments is that they do desire to serve, and yet at the same time in themselves they have not the strength of character. They have not the realization in the truest sense of what service means that you have, and for a long time we have served and worked with. You are content to do the work of the Spirit. You are never content to sit idle. And when the opportunity arises to serve, you serve. And sometimes you make the attempt, even when it appears little to be done. We know all that goes on, all that transpires around the function. We know, of course, of your weaknesses. But then again, we do not expect perfection. How should we expect such a thing? For we ourselves are not perfect. We know the difficulties of your material life. We know in your world that many things which beset one day by day, but we know that your innermost self, you are striving with love to be of service to humanity, to bring truth into the lives of all who will receive it. And we know that you do all things.
Christmas. I was hoping.